This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What if somebody says, I, ya akhi, have committed some of these sins that you speak about? I may have done some of this. Insincerity is plaguing my mind. Maybe I have killed somebody unjustly. Maybe I have acted upon the third, an adulterous relationship, or one of zina, fornication, and I want purification. Is there a way out? Look at the ayat after it. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, Illa man tab, Allahu Akbar, Illa man tab, except he who repents, wa aman, and believes, wa amila amalan salihah, and follows it up with good deeds. Look at the conditions. Allah said, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. For such people, Allah said, I will replace their sins into good deeds. What did He say? I will erase their sins? No, no. I will replace their sins and make them into good deeds. Allahu Akbar. Who can do that other than Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? And here the scholars have deferred. What does it mean that Allah will replace their sins and make them into good deeds? Like, am I to understand that literally? Some scholars, Ibn Abbas, he said this, Al-Hasan al-Basri said this. They said it's to be understood that Allah will replace, say, shirk, disbelief, into Islam. Allah will replace weak iman with strong iman. Allah will replace fornication with marriage and a halal relationship. Allah will replace the innovation with the sunnah. That's how Allah replaces sins with good deeds. Other scholars have said, wait, there is a literal understanding here. Their actual crime, their alcohol, their zina, their interest, that itself will be replaced into good deeds. And Allah is able, and this is supported by a hadith as well. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a beautiful narration, one that made him smile. He said, يُؤْتَى بِرَجُلٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيَقُولُ سَلُوا عَنْ صِغَارِ ذُنُوبِهِ وَأَخْبِئُوا كِبَارَهَا. A man will be brought before Allah Jalla Jalaluhu on the day of reckoning. Allah will say to the angels, hide from him all of his major sins and let him only see the minor ones. And then the judgment begins. Imagine, la ilaha illallah. The reckoning begins. عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا يَوْمَ كَذَا وَكَذَا وَعَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا يَوْمَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Remember when you did such and such on day such and such. And remember when you did such and such on day such and such. Ikhwani, think about this moment. You remember those moments when we used to watch films with our parents? Perhaps we still do. And then a very nude and inappropriate scene appears in front of you. And everyone's like, oh, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You start rummaging for the remote quickly. You're trying to change it, fast forward. It's very awkward. A, it is haram. B, it's your parents who are with you. It's just weird. That's another element. That's how we feel today in the life of this world when we see others doing this type of behavior. How then will it be when you and I will be made to read out our actions, along with the private ones as well, that we thought no one was aware about, and we will be reading it in front of us and Allah, the King, the Prophets, Messengers, and all of humanity? How will that be? For many people, their accountability will be in public. We ask Allah to make our accountability in private. Allahumma ameen. So Allah will say to the angels, hide from him his major sins. Let him just see the minor ones. Then the interrogation begins. You did such and such, day such and such. And he will confess. What can he do? Then Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say to him, فَإِنَّ لَكَ مَكَانَ كُلِّ سَيِّئَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ. However, we have forgiven you. And we have replaced every one of your sins into a good deed. The man will be so happy. And he will say, Allah, he will protest. Allah, where are my major sins? Where are my major sins? عَمِلْتُ أَشْيَاءَ لَمْ أَكُنْ أَرَاهَا لَا أَرَاهَا هَهُنَا. I've done other things, Allah. I don't see them here. And so the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, smiled until the back of his teeth, his molar teeth, could be seen. Allahu Akbar. Laughing with joy and hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are three characteristics belonging to the true servants of Ar-Rahman, and this is a way out if we have fallen prey to some of these traits.